Advice for Sports Moms. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast Thanksgiving Edition. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. And you can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com. But it's easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. Well, I am fresh off a trip to Africa, back from Africa a few days ago, and I loved it so much, I decided to bring something back with me. So I've been kind of down and out until really today, first fresh day. And I was thinking, am I going to run a repeat of the podcast? And so I'm up enough to be able to do this, and especially this Thanksgiving show. Oh, the fire is in the fireplace. I can smell fresh bread. And of course, that's all downstairs. I'm upstairs in the studio. Hey, I mentioned last week because I had expected that the audiobook could be out. And well, while I was in Africa, they sent me a notice. They said, hey, you've got a few edits here that you got to take care of. And I did that when we got back, and so it's submitted again. And any day now, you've heard that before, any day now, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook will be ready so you can listen to it as a family. I've got a freebie for you. It's the opening chapter of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can grab that. It's a free download at recruitme.com, right there on the homepage, recruit-me.com. And of course, I've got to have a Black Friday sale, so I will. Starting this Friday and going all the way through Cyber Monday. And I'll have the RecruitMe system at a huge discount at recruitme.com/system. Got to do that. Got to participate. And I want you to be able to grab it and really go through all the steps that go right with the book that you can apply in your recruiting efforts. So check that out starting on Friday at recruitme.com/system. This episode is advice for sports moms, which I'm not a mom, but I have a mom here who's going to give some advice because she has gone through the process. My wife, Noonie, is with me in studio. Hi, Noonie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I think I had you on maybe a couple years ago as a guest.
Yes, I think we were ready to go to another international trip at the time.
Well, you actually went to Africa with me, and is it warmer here in the studio, or was it warmer there?
Oh my goodness, it was warm and it was humid, and an experience I'll never forget.
Noonie and I are radio broadcasters, so we had a chance to go over there and train radio broadcasters from several African nations in conjunction with Reach Beyond and Moody Radio. So, how would you sum up that experience? Once in a lifetime?
Well, I don't think I'll ever be in a situation where I am teaching broadcast ideas to people from Nigeria and Cameroon and Benin and Ghana, of course. So that was an unbelievable experience. But what a wonderful people. Peaceful, loving, respectful. When they wanted to ask a question in class, they stood up.
And so here we are. We're changing hats, going from radio now to athletic scholarships. The two have nothing to do with each other, but it's fun. And coming up at Thanksgiving, and as we're recording this, it's just 3 days away. This show releases on Tuesday, so just 2 days out from Thanksgiving. And can I put you on the spot and ask just this year, what comes top of mind when you think about what you're thankful for?
What I'm thankful for, certainly a family, three adult children, two daughter-in-laws, and seven grandchildren. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing in this world like your grandchild calling you grandma. They can pretty much do anything when they use the magic word. Grandma.
Well, I wanted you as a mom to be able to give advice to families, sports moms, as they go through this process, you know, the recruiting process. I remember just about three episodes ago, I believe, Kathy Conneron, who works with parents on this whole, not just scholarship, athletic scholarship process, but the whole process of getting into college, making the right choice. You really need to go back and listen to those episodes. It was two parts. But one thing she said is, she said, a lot of moms have cried on her shoulder through this pressure-packed process. So you can understand that a bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we were going through this, and it was, you know, a few years ago now, because I just admitted I'm grandma. When we were going through this, we did work as a team. And you were very much hands-on. You were working the administrative end of it, turn the dining room table into an office, in and out boxes, envelopes, stamps, the whole nine yards. My job was really in more of a supportive role. And fortunately, we get to work as a team. I know that you've got single parents who are trying to handle this process on their own, in which case, then they've just got to go, you know, full court press with the whole project. But in terms of working together as a couple, pretty much a division of labor should be decided upon. In the case of, I mean, just the first thing that came to my mind, and this seems absolutely basic, almost, is this worth repeating? But yes, it is. When your athletes are in season, they are coming home with crazy, dirty uniforms. I remember having our sons drop their uniform literally at the front door. And it was up to them. It was their responsibility to make sure every part and piece of that uniform was in that pile. Now, in our case, I did the laundry and made sure that it was ready to go for the next day. We had twin sons and a daughter that were all in sports, and it was a lot to keep track of. I took on that role. Maybe you have your athlete doing their own laundry. Whatever the case is, they must learn the responsibility of following through with all the pieces of the uniform and making sure they're ready for the next game.
You know, that does sound like, well, of course, and maybe that's trivial, but it's those little things that are really vital that when you throw off the routine, it has an effect on their your psychological state, their psychological state. You come against each other, maybe have a little argument. They're not ready to go back out the next day. It just kind of throws things off. And in the whole pressure pack thing of recruiting, we don't need other things that will throw us off and throw us off our routine.
You know, I mean, bottom line, a high school athlete is a teenager. They're not fully, maybe just the upper end, are an official legal adult. And therefore, being there as backup and helping is crucial. I do remember how important that was. Eating right is another issue. Just now, that could be at the local fast food place. But making sure they're eating, that's number one. Making sure that they're eating something balanced so it's not all about French fries. You know, there's got to be something, some protein going. It's your job, parent, to make sure that you are including food at the time that your athlete responds most to it. So whether that's before the game, after the game, however that looks, maybe snacks in the gym bag, whatever that looks like, make sure it gets done. That's an important part.
I know we had our favorite place to go after high school baseball games. And I what they did is they released our boys to us if we could take them after the game instead of getting on the bus. And our first stop was Carl's Jr.
Well, and if there was something truly worth celebrating, I think Denny's and Sundays come to mind.
Yeah, we were a high budget family, folks.
Whatever the case is, they just, well, you know, our sons, I remember just 20 minutes after a full dinner having a bowl of cereal. So maybe you can relate with that.
So give us a couple other points that moms could to gather from you, from your experience.
Well, you know, in season, you suddenly have teenagers that are pretty much either going to win or lose that day. So it's tipping them back up and encouraging them in what they did well, maybe getting them to talk about what might not have gone as well as they would have liked. Maybe talking through reactions or how they can encourage their teammates, that kind of thing. So you can definitely be a part of like the post-game show and what that looks like in your car, coming home, the mood. You can help sway that with some encouragement, maybe just putting your arm around them walking back to the car. Whatever the case is, the emotional component, the parent can help carry that too.
And moms are different than dads in that. You got that tender side that our kids may not admit they need, but they really do.
They do. I remember somebody saying to me, if you can love a son between the ages of 10 and 13, they might act like a cactus, but they need a hug. And that's true on beyond that. They need a hug. They need some love in whatever that looks like inside your family culture.
Just the last couple minutes we have here, Noonie, share with us something that comes to mind for me is these conversations with coaches. A lot of calls coming in, and in our day, we had a home phone, and we answered the phone most of the time. So we got a chance to talk with the coaches directly. Now, in this day, they'll call the kids on their own phone, and you don't know whether they'll be home or not. You may not get those opportunities to talk with coaches, but you really do want to have those conversations. What kind of advice would you give there?
Well, I would definitely have an agreement with your athlete that if a coach calls, as long as they're within reach of you, that they should put you on the phone. I do remember talking to the coaches and just asking, you know, general questions, maybe questions about the school, probably more general than the nitty-gritty of the sport, but it is important to get on the phone. You've got to hear that coach. You're going to pick up things differently than your spouse or certainly your athlete, and be able to talk about that after the phone call. Get off the call and dialogue with your son or your daughter about, well, how do you feel about, you know, are they too aggressive, or how do you feel that this is going? And do you like what you're hearing from that coach? Are they asking you the questions that you think they should be asking? Are they challenging you? So the coach conversation's very important. Make sure mom, dad, you're involved in that.
Well, moms, if you have further questions that you have for Noonie, you can email me and I'll pass them along to her at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. Be glad to be able to help in further with you as things come to mind or as you face some things with your kids. So, Noonie, we got Thanksgiving coming up. The turkey is still frozen. Do you think it will thaw out in time?
I gave it a few minutes on the counter. I'm hoping it's not going to be hard as a brick day four after I started to defrost it.
That's great. Well, reminder that you can grab your free chapter for my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, at recruitme.com. It's free. And the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, is on Amazon. Go get it. It's in Kindle and paperback form. And soon it will be on Audible, and you'll be able to see that on Amazon as well when you just search for The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I'll have links in the show notes as well. We'll be back next Tuesday. And until then, want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.